This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney. We head right to Washington. Lori Lewis joins us from Hawk Media News out of the chute. A lot of conversation about doctors and Republicans and guys like Lindsey Graham saying he's ready to issue even a subpoena over Trump's wiretap claim. So we've got wiretapping. We've got problems with what are we going to do with ACA, and there's this wild tug of war going on with the Republicans for sure. Hey, Lori, how are you?
Hey, Kate. Like you said, things are busy over here, but I'm doing well.
They're never going to not be busy. I just want you to know that. This administration.
Really? It doesn't get better, is what you're saying.
It doesn't get better. It doesn't. Just anytime you can get some time off, just lose your phone.
Got it. Okay.
That's what you do.
Okay. You can hear it eventually implants itself, you know? Just
I know.
The skin kind of grows around it.
I know. I have that same problem. So what's happening with Obamacare's repeal? The White House and now some of the Republican leaders say they're just pushing aside all of the criticism, but some of the criticism is coming from Republicans.
Yeah, that's right. So like you said, some of the criticism is coming from Republicans, and that's coming from the Republicans that are further right. And what they take issue with is a tax credit that's proposed. So instead of having these income-based subsidies that were included in the Affordable Health Care Act, the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, Obamacare, had these income-based subsidies, the replacement will have tax credits. And like I said, the far right says that this is like another entitlement and they are opposed to that. And then, of course, there's also opposition on the left. So people are saying this is kind of dead in the water right now.
Yeah, I like how you said that, kind of dead in the water, no pun intended there. But
no pun intended, no. No. I'm not quite that crude.
But in the meantime, for the Democrats, you know, they're just sticking to the same thing that, look, what's going to happen to Medicaid? Some of what's being proposed here just absolutely cannot happen. And of course, some of this was part of the conversation on what was called International Women's Day. Was there a lot of people in Washington, were there a lot of people wearing red? Was there kind of a recognition for that?
Yeah, there's definitely a recognition for that. And there were a good number of people wearing red. There were small events taking place also. So this is something that you've seen also got play in the press. There weren't as many people, I will say, marching in Washington that there were right during the Women's March, but that also took place on the weekend, and I think there was more notice. You know, it coincided with the inauguration, so there was a different spirit behind it. But people took notice, yeah. And there were, beyond Washington, there were rallies in other parts of the country. There were rallies in Philadelphia, Baltimore, Milwaukee. There was one in Berkeley. You know, several school districts actually closed for the day. I think one in Alexandria, Virginia, Prince George's County, Maryland, and one in North Carolina also, recognizing that they might not have the labor force to run their school system.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. And as I swing back to the Trump administration, there's reports about what's going to happen with the budget, et cetera. But one of the things that we're hearing is that the HUD funding would get cut by $6 billion. That's a pretty big axe to swing in that direction, isn't it?
That is a big axe to swing in that direction. And I think that something that you could, I don't know if this is at all reassuring, that these leaks are happening, right? That number is getting out. And we've seen other, like when talking about cuts to other parts of the budget, and right now I'm thinking about the cuts like USAID into the State Department, there was some pushback within the State Department and within USAID to those proposed cuts. So right now that is proposed. Whether that will make it through, you know, Congress is another question.
Yeah. Boy, interesting stuff. Absolutely.
Also, I guess before I let you go, or before you let me go, I will say, I mean, this isn't right. There's cuts across the board, and that should be noted.
Right.
The Post is reporting on, it seems like, most of this, but like you mentioned, there's HUD. And another important one that they reported on over the weekend is NOAA,
yes.
The National Oceanic Atmospheric Association. They promoted the leak from the administration said they were proposed like a 17% cut, which would be a huge blow to this organization that studies right the atmosphere and the ocean and climate science and all of the above.
Yeah, wow. It's wild to see what's happening. And I know they were pretty upset at NASA. I talked to some people there, and we talked about that on the air to be sure. Yeah. So I guess, you know, when you talk about the weather, I did the weather for 2 seconds in my career when I was in television, Lori, and I just, you know, I was in the Midwest and I pointed to the East Coast and the farmer said, does she know where the Midwest is? But for a few days, because I knew how to use the computer, I did it. And let me tell you, you rely on some of that forecasting that comes down so you know what's going on with the weather. So it really could cause some interesting ripple effects if in fact that's the end of NOAA, or at least most of it. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the weather.
Yeah, and beyond, there's right NOAA satellites do monitor the weather. And they monitor how, like, the water cycle, how the Earth breathes, so to say, you know. There's a lot that goes into it. By the way, I could totally imagine you being a wonderful weather woman.
Yeah, right.
I can picture it.
It worked out for just a couple of days, I think, and then I went back to news after that.
You got over it pretty quick.
I got over it very quickly. Lori, always fun with you. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so as I peel back the onion on that a little bit, pull back the layers of the onion a little bit. It's true. I was in television, and I am a CNN correspondent from time to time. Now, still, you may catch me on a couple of things, but I started in television, and because I knew how to use, I'll finish that story out, because I knew how to use the weather computer because I was smart enough to know how to press a few buttons, they asked me to do the weather, and it's like, ooh, what, are you kidding me? And, of course, weather to farmers is a big deal, and I was in a place called Kearney, Nebraska. I tried really, really hard. And actually, the farmers liked me. I used to go out and do a lot of stories on farms, but I did my part. I was a team player and filled in, but the weather was not for me. Let's put it that way. Hey, speaking of the weather, I'm going to stick this in here because it fits. Southern California, they say, could be in trouble with earthquakes. Scientists found a new fault line. They say could be a magnitude 7.4 earthquake in the region. Other researchers say it's already long overdue for a whopper of one in the San Andreas Fault, so there's a lot of concern. The fault line is capable of a quake that would impact 20 million people in L.A. and San Diego. So you can imagine they already shook people up when they announced this fault and talked about that they found it. And I actually went, because I used to live in California, I went and I looked at the line. Oh, my. You know, through just past Dana Point, if you know that area, all the way down to Torrey Pines, where they play that golf tournament. And I love when these geologists say, we're long overdue. We did a study and we're long overdue. Over the past 1,200 years, large earthquakes occur every 100 years. So what are people supposed to do with that? I don't know. Leave L.A. and San Diego? 911 couldn't call it in Dallas. We'll tell you why next.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Your turn is to plead my case. No arrest to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be joined.
We have an existing committee, the Intelligence Committee, looking at all aspects of what may have been done last year related to the Russians or the campaigns, and we'll leave it there.
Have you seen any evidence of that, Mr. Leader? Senator Garden.
No, I haven't.
Tap, tap. Who is wiretapping who? Wow, this whole wiretap deal has been crazy, right? So let's play connect the dots for a second. Then I'm going to tell you about the 911 snafu in Dallas, Texas. AT&T actually having problems in a few areas. But as for wiretapping, are you shocked that that little device in your pocket that you think is so safe and so cool, and you post pictures with it, and your kids Snapchat, and the things disappear, and they make dog faces out of your faces? And who knows? WikiLeaks says it has the CIA's hacking secrets, and so that's, I'll tell you, crazy. I mentioned that the other day, the big data dump that they've got. And as for the wiretaps, is it fantasy land or is it reality? What is really going on with wiretapping? First, you had Trump talk about Obama. Trump and Obama haven't spoken since the inauguration. I guess their advisors have. You've got a bunch of senators looking for evidence to support Trump's wiretapping claim. Lindsey Graham was pretty vocal about this, the Grahamster, grandstanding, and leaders of a congressional inquiry, which he's part of that, into Russia's efforts to sway the U.S. election called on the Justice Department to produce any evidence that supports this wiretapping allegation. So you had Graham, Sheldon Whitestone, the acting deputy attorney general, FBI Director James Comey, all are saying that, you know, we got to get to the bottom of this. We got to produce the paper trail created when the criminal division secures warrants for wiretaps, which they have them. So if they've secured these wiretaps, then we would have a paper trail
theoretically, right? Because remember, last weekend, Trump tweeted that former President Barack Obama had tapped his phones at Trump Tower during the election. Trump didn't have any evidence of this, and now they're trying to figure out where that evidence is, if there is any evidence on that. So to that I say, good luck. We'll see what turns up, right? Now, as for AT&T and outages, there were a lot of people not happy about this. The FCC says it's going to investigate this wireless 911 outage. AT&T resolved the outage, preventing the customers from making the 911 calls. Just when you need 911, those three little numbers strung together that have saved some lives. So what caused the outage? It's now restored, but it was out for a while. Lasted almost 45 to 50 minutes. And where did it happen? Not just Texas. Florida, I just confirmed all this. Florida, Maryland, Tennessee, welcome to the club, Alabama, if you're listening, Ohio, Colorado, Virginia, Illinois, District of Columbia. And they offered ways to contact emergency services. They, in Baltimore, they said, please dial 311 in case of an emergency. Can you imagine? In Palm Beach, they said you have to be able to dial regular pounds for now. In Houston, all the police departments were releasing things. See, everybody had something different. In Houston, they gave you a phone number. In Alexandria, they gave you a phone number. So, I mean, this was bad stuff. Because, like I said, just when you think you don't need 911 is when you need 911, and then you're stunned when it's not there. And that's what started to happen to people. Somebody's choking, somebody needs an ambulance, something's going on, there's a fire, there's something happening, and we call 911, but we get nothing. We get nothing. Because it's not working. So they're looking into what could that possibly, what could that possibly be? Did somebody jack with the system, and was able to have the outage in all of those particular places? It couldn't have been a coincidence. Couldn't have been, right? So how'd that happen? Wow. Crazy. I mean, it's crazy to think, just when you, like I said, expect it's there. It's everyday life. Everyone knows, call 911, 911, we're in trouble. And then when you need it, and there were a lot of people that needed it, reportedly, they couldn't get through. Couldn't get through. All right, so I brushed over this a little bit, but a day without a woman. Did any of you suffer through the day without a woman? When I say suffer, were a lot of women missing or are missing in action from where you work? A lot of women apparently were part of these rallies in New York, San Francisco, Philly, Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., Ann Arbor, St. Petersburg, Florida, Raleigh, North Carolina, colleges like Rutgers had walkouts and marches, too. So there were, I guess, some pretty significant crowds in some of the areas. And especially in Washington, they had pretty decent-sized crowd in Washington. And Trump tweeted out, on International Women's Day, join me in honoring the critical role of women here in America and around the world. So he tweeted that out at 5 o'clock in the morning. And part of the reason for the organization and having women work, walk out, etc., is because American women earn 80 cents for every dollar a man makes, and the median income for women was $40,742 compared to $51,212 for men. That's from the census information. So that's what it was really about. It really was about work. You had public schools that closed in Alexandria, Virginia. You had a few other schools that closed as well. Prince George's County schools closed because 1,700 teachers and 30% of the transportation staff requested leave for the day, so they couldn't really get the students there and have what they called productive, safe learning environments. So they also didn't have anyone, you know, they didn't have people there at the school, so they canceled it. In Utah, 1,000 women gathered at the Capitol. In Rhode Island, the municipal court planned to close because of the demonstration, and they did. And, you know, even in other places, like in Puerto Rico, you had women in purple T-shirts blocked one of the island's main highways. They linked arms and marched through the Capitol at dawn. So the White House spokesperson, Sean Spicer, was asked about it. He said, "We want to recognize the contributions that women make to our businesses, our families, our economy, our society. It's a free country. People have a right to express themselves. I think we should, on a daily basis, appreciate the contributions that women make in all those categories." And at the White House, Melania Trump hosted a luncheon on International Women's Day, and none of the female staffers skipped work at the White House. At the Capitol, 20 Democratic female lawmakers walked out in the afternoon to speak to the spectators who gathered as part of the protest. So there were some protests going on, but it wasn't a complete woman out. We're like, just, there was like no women. It wasn't that. Just depended on the group and the place and all the reasons that you can imagine in between. But there were certainly enough people that did choose to demonstrate in some way. You know, you may see more of this. There may be other moments where there are other, I don't know, where there are other sorts of protests. And this kind of protest wasn't just about in the United States. It was internationally. It really was. An investment firm in the city was urging companies to increase the number of women on corporate boards, attracted widespread attention on social media because this was Wall Street, so we're talking about New York City. And they had a pretty orderly protest. The International Day of the Woman. Strikes, rallies, but nothing horrific happened, thank goodness. No hints of any violence anywhere. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My teeth don't cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'd all be great. But your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad, it's not so bad.
My favorite songs. Here it is. Ready? Wait for it. Here it is. Here it comes. I want to thank you. I want to thank all of you for listening to America Tonight and supporting this show. My goodness, the avalanche of emails that we get. It's an embarrassment of riches. In fact, we're going to hit the mailbag hard in our next segment. But I want to give a shout out to a new station for America Tonight. And that new station is WKAL in Rome, New York. WKAL. So I'm excited about that. And I've been there several times. So hello, Rome, New York, adding you to the list of great stations that take our offerings here on ATN. In kind of an odds and ends segment of politics, we know the main themes, and I have pounded this drum for a long time. I've told you about the horrific stories I know through friends, through many of you calling and sharing with what's going on with healthcare. It's a bomb that's inside of us that's waiting to go off, not to be negative. So the Quinnipiac poll says 51% say Trump shouldn't back the ACA repeal. So this is neck and neck on what to do here. Hospitals and nursing groups are bashing the Republicans' Obamacare bill. Lots of people offering different kinds of fixes to this. How many more people are going to be insured? What kind of prices are we talking about? There's just the same confusion cloud that we always have that is the norm hanging over health care. But I'll dive into that poll for a few seconds here for odds and ends. Republicans introduced the Affordable, or the American Health Care Act, by the way. You know that, right? It's not affordable. The American Health Care Act. It eliminates the tax penalties if you don't have health care. It phases out the expansion of Medicaid. It offers a flat rate tax credits. It imposes late enrollment penalties, people who don't stay on continuous coverage, all that kind of thing. And remember, this was part of what Trump ran on. So was health care and re-racking it, fixing it. And I think that the mandate especially really ticked a lot of people off, because you get this crummy insurance and you can't afford it. And in the end, what are you going to do? And is there a chance, if you can't afford it but you're playing along with the home team for a while, that you end up getting fined? And people found themselves in these weird, precarious situations. So can nothing be done? No. There is no way. I know there's some people that will be that protest and say, we don't want anything to change. Are you kidding? It wasn't good to begin with. So change something? Yeah, there has to be some change, because it's not how it is now is not working. The problem is that it's not an easy thing to change, and that there's all this massive disagreement over it, over what to do. So what do? You sell people on healthcare. You sell them on whatever it is you're selling. On what are you boosting? What are we trying to accomplish here? Is it affordable health care for everybody? The American health care plan is different from the other one. In what respect? And what's going to happen that's going to make people blink and say, wow, this is fantastic? And the answer is, right now, they don't have that. They don't have it. Doesn't mean they won't come up with it, but there is a lot of disagreement in what direction, you know, in what direction to go, frankly, with healthcare. And the reason is because we all know it. There is no great answer to the question of whatever happened to great rates and decent healthcare, knowing your doctor. Well, times have changed, and some of those doctors have bailed. And because of the way healthcare is set up, the penalties people are paying, and this idea of slice and dice healthcare, pay as you go, this x-ray will be this amount, this blood work will be this amount, this test will be this amount. I mean, it's really, we're the a la carte menu, and we're on the menu. And that's pretty scary, but this is where we've been headed, and this is what's been going on for quite some time. So when we talk about this new administration, Donald Trump came from a background that wasn't legal. He wasn't a lawyer. In other words, he didn't come from the political scene. Now we've got an interesting move by somebody else, just like Al Franken, who was on Saturday Night Live, somebody else who was involved in Saturday Night Live, wanting to jump into politics. So comedian, actor, radio host Joe Piscopo is trying to make a move to... He's trying to make a move to run for the New Jersey governor. Yeah. In the Garden State, people know him. They know his characters. They know his Paulie Herman character, I'm from New Jersey. His Frank Sinatra impressions on Saturday Night Live. He had been mentioned as a possible candidate for governor this year, either as a Republican or an independent, but now it looks like this really may happen. Wonder what kind of a chance Joe Piscopo has to win that. I have no feel for that whatsoever. I have no feel whatsoever. I do have a good Joe Piscopo story, though. I have a Joe Piscopo story that when I was in college and he was off Saturday night, that was past his Saturday night years, I was in an elevator, going up in an elevator at NBC, and he was going up the elevator too, and I can't remember, I was dressed up, and I guess I looked like I was going to the top floor, and I was a waitress, and he said, you got a shift going on right now, and I was so puzzled by that, and I looked at him, and I'm like, I remember saying, no, no shift happening here. I'm visiting, and I'm visiting a friend. And he said, oh, and who is that? And we had a little conversation in the elevator, and he seemed like a nice guy. I mean, he's so recognizable. But here he is taking that recognizable mug from television days, from comedy, and from radio, because he does radio in New Jersey, and taking it to a completely different level. And other actors, look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, other actors, look at Jesse Ventura, other athletes, etc., have made the leap into politics, so not so far-fetched these days when you say that. He may actually have a good shot at it. He might have a good shot. And I'm going to mix this into the grab bag as we go from Piscopo as a possible New Jersey governor to all these polls we talk about and what are Donald Trump's numbers. But, you know, they always take polls on the first ladies, too. A CNN ORC poll shows that Melania Trump's approval ratings are way up. So the first lady is having a good run. About 52% of Americans have a favorable opinion of Melania Trump, an increase from 36% pre-inauguration. And in February of 2016, her ratings were 24% unfavorable. That's bad. But it has really turned around. 86% of Republicans view her favorably. 22% of the Democrats feel the same way. But the margin is a lot wider for Melania Trump than it was for Michelle Obama. But pretty interesting. So, you know, her numbers are good, though. Much better than her husband's, and much better than pre-inauguration. So now that I think people have seen her, she's was on camera a lot during the speech, the president's big speech that he nailed on February 28th. I think that probably helped her, you know, somewhat. And all signs point to the fact that she could be just continue to climb in that popularity category. All right, we're making our final turn for this hour of America tonight. Jump on board as we whiz around yet another turn.
today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Okay. I want to meet like, you know, cuddle from civilization, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to meet too many people that have been corrupted, you know what I'm saying? With the mind, the television, all this, you know what I'm saying? You know, I still want that purity.
All right, so we're going to hit the mailbag in just a second. Wow, what a quick hour. A couple of quick reminders for you. You can always hit me up on Twitter, Kate S. Delaney. You always find out what's going on with the show there, Kate S. Delaney. I'm a speaker, so a lot of times to catch up with other things that are happening, because people have asked me about that now, and I talk about influential listening and what's your wow, how do you clearly, confidently, concisely nail who the heck you are? People just have a hard time spitting it out, you know, with all this entrepreneurship happening, which is fabulous in this country, and small businesses. Now more than ever, you have to be able to parlay to other people, to impart your wisdom, to know, you know, what it is. So branding is my bag, and a lot of times we talk about that on America Tonight, and it's your business. So if you go to Kate DelaneySpeaker.com. You can check all that out there, and it has everything else, too, that we're tweeting out and talking about on the day. And there's always something, isn't there? Always. Always, always, always something. And another big reminder, too, we've got coming up in our next show, cheap movie reviews. Hollywood is catching on, because I've got a couple of agents that are trying to get us some very cool actors. So stay tuned for more on that. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go spend some do-re-mi to go catch a movie, hopefully it's a good one. Hacksaw Ridge. Everybody see Hacksaw Ridge? If you didn't see it, put it on your list. Gotten some great reviews on Hacksaw Ridge. And it's streaming, so it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, so to speak. And you can enjoy it in the comfort of your home if you couldn't see it on the big screen, although it would be really good on the big screen. It was an incredible biopic film. Let's put it that way. It was just so well done, shot, everything. Everything about it was absolutely excellent. I would highly recommend doing the streaming thing there. But we'll save that for the next show. Also coming up in our next hour, I have a giveaway that has to do with The Walking Dead. Some of you actually watch The Walking Dead. And I know I'm a fan of the show. But here's what happens with me. Because I have so much going on, I'm an information junkie and speaking and doing these shows, that I start to lose track and I can't catch up to everything on Walking Dead. So usually it's kind of a binge-watching thing for me on a weekend instead of... I love the traditional way, right? You know it's... This is coming on, this is all you're watching. But that didn't work out for me, so I had to figure out other ways to do it. So what's really cool for fans of The Walking Dead, or maybe you have friends in your life that are fans of The Walking Dead, I'm going to give away, they have this really cool digital downloads of The Walking Dead. They have this game, and what the game does is there's a young man who's going to find the family taken from him. He meets a girl, has experienced her own unimaginable loss, and who knows where the story takes you. It's about choice, and you get to make that choice in this digital game, which is very, very cool. And we're going to have a drawing for some Audio Technica headsets. It's worth $300, the headsets. But I've got a lot of digital downloads that we'll be giving out in our next hour. And Iron E. Singleton will be on the show. We interviewed him a couple of years ago, and he was so fascinating. He was one of the main characters, and he has plenty to say about The Walking Dead and how The Walking Dead changed his life after he was, you know, just was passionate about trying to act, and the acting world is pretty, it's tough to crack it, but he hung in there, and sure enough, he eventually did crack it, you know, absolutely. All right, so as we come across the final couple of turns here, for this hour, I want to go to the mailbag. So let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you so much. This one is from Sherry, who is listening to us in the great state of Texas. And Sherry says, "Hello, Kate. Did you see that crazy story? My daughter sent it to me about the viral giraffe mom who gave birth. Did you see her dancing around very, very... pregnant? I did. This, she had a giraffe, mask on, like a real, like she really looked like a giraffe head, you know, the mask that they have. And she's a mother of three, but she became a huge viral sensation when she did a Facebook Live of herself pacing her bedroom floor wearing a giraffe head. She was spoofing Animal Adventure Park giraffe cam that has been featuring April on a YouTube live stream being watched by millions. So it's a 3.5 minute long video. She's sitting in the bed. She's wearing the giraffe head. She's blowing kisses to the camera, shrugging her shoulders, swaying from side to side. Wow. I mean, the listeners, viewers, 1.5 million. I guess she had trouble sleeping while she was pregnant, so she started watching the giraffe live stream, and then she just had a crazy idea. She wasn't necessarily trying to get viewers, but she threw on the giraffe mask for fun And next thing you know, she was live on Facebook, and this thing has been shared all over the place. So she actually gave birth to a baby boy on Wednesday, 8 pounds, 2 ounces, so a big one. And no word on the name of that baby boy, but what an interesting way to go viral. Yo, is that your wife with the giraffe head on? What's going on with that? And it's just that realistic-looking thing, and she was killing time, so it was kind of funny, I have to say. It was very funny. I mentioned this at the top of the show, the 911 thing, and I got a couple of emails from this. This one is from Tomcat. AT&T, no 911 equals bad juju, Katie Kate. What say you? I say it's really bad juju. Because I could see that. Something happens. Oh my gosh, I'm going to crash. 911. That's when you need it, right? Boom. About an hour, it affected people. No 911 calls. And they kept tweeting out, we're sorry, we apologize, blah, blah, blah. We're aware of the issues. We're working to get it corrected. And then there were police departments, and I mentioned this already, who tweeted out ways that you could call in if you know, without calling 911, because there was no 911. And when you're in a state of panic and there's no 911, which is when you want to use the number, that would be, it just would be bad. It's awful timing. Awful. Speaking of awful timing, I don't get this. Unclaimed refunds. IRS owes Americans $1 billion in unclaimed refunds. Do you have unclaimed refunds? They announced that they could be holding that much in money, waiting for 1 million taxpayers who didn't file a 2013 federal income tax return. If you didn't file one for 2013, even if you didn't have to, you may want to do it now. There's a good chance you're missing out on money. Wouldn't it be nice if you were missing out on money? That would be the best instead of the opposite way around. So, didn't file? Maybe. Maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe it's for you. But what if, I don't know. What if you filed and there was, you actually owed money. You didn't know it and you owed money. Oh, that would be brutal. But you have to do it pretty fast. Here's what's interesting. For 2013 refunds, the clock started with the April 15th, 2014 tax deadline expires with the tax deadline in 2017. So do the math. It's April 18th. If you're entitled to one, you got to do it fast, ASAP, or you're not going to get that money, because then they say, too late, so sorry, you blew it. So trust me, if you know you're supposed to get a refund, for goodness sake, file. I'll file for you for a small fee. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.